Allah commands doing justice, doing good to others, and giving to near relatives, and He forbids indecency, wickedness, and rebellion. He admonishes you so that you may take heed. Fulfill the covenant of Allah when you have pledged to do so, and do not break your oaths after you have sworn to them. For swearing in His name, you have made Allah your surety. Surely, Allah has knowledge of all that you do. Do not behave like that woman who had spun her yarn strongly and then broke it into pieces herself, nor take your oaths for mutual deceit so that people may take undue advantage over the other. For Allah puts you to trial by these oaths. And on the day of resurrection, He will certainly make clear to you the truth about which you differed. If Allah had wanted, He could have made you all one nation. But He lets go astray whom He wants and guides whom He pleases. But most certainly, you will be questioned about all your actions. O believers, do not take oaths to deceive each other, lest your foot slip after being firmly fixed upon guidance, and taste the evil consequences for debarring others from the way of Allah, and incur a mighty punishment. Do not sell the covenant of Allah for the petty price. Certainly Allah's reward is far better than all your gain, if you but knew it. Whatever is with you is transitory, and what is with Allah is everlasting. We certainly reward those who are patient according to the noblest of their deeds. Whoever does righteous deeds, whether male or female, provided he is a believer, we shall surely grant him a new life, a life that is good, and we will certainly reward such people according to the noblest of their deeds in the hereafter. When you recite the Quran, seek Allah's protection from the accursed shaitan. Surely, he has no authority over those who believe and put their trust in their Rabb. His authority is only over those who befriend him and commit shirk with him.